Oh, I'm Mike Draper. I'm the owner and founder of Ray Gun.
What's the big idea here?
Well, I guess first and foremost to stay in business. But second of all, to the untrained eye, it's just a regular clothing store. We screen print our own t-shirts, make our own postcards, and have written a couple books that we publish ourselves.
Well, maybe you could just read me some of these things that you're printing on beer koozies and t-shirts.
So you have, you know, don't meth with Missouri.
Meth.
Yeah, don't meth with Missouri. It sounds like somebody from Texas with a lisp. Branson, God's Waiting Rooms Nightclub. We did this for the guy from Kansas in the store. It has, you know, the Wizard of Oz shoes with a tornado, and it says, quote, "I'm not from Kansas anymore. That's so funny. You're the first person to ever make that joke. Ha, ha, ha."
Why the Midwest? Why make rye shirts and stickers and koozies that are all about the Midwest?
My only goal growing up was to leave Iowa, which turned out to be surprisingly easy. There's several clearly marked exits. And then once you get out east, you just... it's kind of a different world of you don't really appreciate where you're from until you've left it, obviously. And when I was leaving school, I realized there was a lot more potential to do what I wanted to do in the Midwest than there was out east. Like, because of the brain drain through the 90s, New York was kind of saturated, whereas there was opportunity here. And so that was the impetus for moving back. And then the other side is we kind of wanted to have this reverse Eastern exclusivity. We wanted to build an exclusive company, but it's exclusively Midwestern, whereas normally it's kind of exclusive to wealthy enclaves on either coast, and ours is just exclusive to, I guess, middle-class Midwesterners. You kind of wish the, you know, the region would brag about itself more, but, you know, I don't want a whole bunch of people moving here and turning it into Portland.
Yeah, so this is sort of like lovingly poking fun at the Midwest, it seems like. But it's all, there's a fair amount of pride. There's that, you know, Kansas is too much city for one state. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we have a shirt that says, Iowa, wave the next time you fly over. And so part of it pokes fun at us being flyover country, but then part of it pokes fun at people who think that this is only flyover country.
Last week, a UPS delivery guy was still hauling large boxes of hangers and t-shirts into the shop. One batch read, "Kansas City, rock out with your shuttlecock out." Draper says that when he started this business in Des Moines a few years ago, he ran into half a dozen other people who were freshly back from the coasts, doing cool things in his underdog city. Things they wouldn't likely have been able to pull off back east. And Draper says that kind of thing is happening all across the region. He thinks the whole Midwest is going through a major transition.
There is a resurgence in local pride, but I think the Midwest had not a lot of local pride. So there may be more local pride in New York, but it's indiscernible from the past. And now it's cool to see people who left Iowa because they thought it was uncool, and then they see us extremely excited about Iowa. And it almost makes them feel bad for leaving, that, you know, they are telling their friends, "Oh, I left because there was nothing to do." And then you see this really cosmopolitan, like, excited business thriving where they left because they claim there was nothing going on. So I think there is a bigger trend in terms of, you know, Midwestern pride and, like, Midwestern run businesses. And it'll be fascinating to see where it goes. Thanks to the internet, you don't really need a city with 12 million people. You really just need a city of maybe 250,000. Like, you need a certain amount of infrastructure, but you can do the same things anywhere. I think the Midwest is kind of on a big transition that'll go on for another 10 years. So it'll be cool to see where it is then.
All right. Well, thanks.
Yeah, no problem, man. Yeah, it's been a cool time.